This is the Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you, and we are on location under the Oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy. The Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Frederica Pharmacy, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, sitting right here next to me, it's the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Hey, good Wednesday.
Was it a good Wednesday? I know y'all have practice today.
Wasn't bad. Got a few things to clean up tomorrow, like I told them, and I think had a pretty good week so far.
All right, yeah. Well, I mean, you had the bye week this past week, so you had a little bit of time to rest, hopefully get through any, you know, bumps and bruises, and, you know, start working a bit more, you know, planning for what's coming up. And what's coming up initially, Robert Toombs this Friday, and then region play starts next week.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, when you go into – you go into that open week, how you prep for the next couple of weeks, you know, you start prepping a little bit more and trying to analyze what's going on and putting things in and getting the scout team books together for the next 3 or 4 weeks as you go down the road. So, you know, we really, this week, dialed it right straight back in. It's Robert Toombs, and that's who we've been focusing on, and that's it. You know, I felt like we did that a little bit last week and divided up some with Bullock the week before that. But, you know, they're a really good team, so you got to dial it in and you got to get your packages ready, and the kids got to communicate well and got to go play. Don't make any mistakes. Don't turn the ball over. And I think we've got a good chance.
I've talked to you about it before, but I always like bringing it up anyway. You've had a fairly, you know, friendly, if not cordial, relationship with Robert Toombs over the years. Does that familiarity, you know, help in preparation, or is it, you know, are they being more aware of the fact that, okay, they're expecting this, so let's give them that?
Maybe. I don't know. Coach Meeks is – looks like he's really just working on his stuff offensively and defensively, and everybody else has to adjust to it. And, you know, I guess when you're – he's rolling along. He's winning some games right now. He's had some luck, and he's played some really close games. He's got a good team. So you just have to get prepared. You got to go over there and you got to take certain things away from them. So that's kind of been our goal this week, and force them to do things that they don't like to, and that's what we're going to have to do defensively. Offensively, we've got to go execute at a high degree and you know, run our offense really well and get the ball up and down the field, control the clock, kind of keep them off the field offensively. They've got some big play capability, and we got to make sure we can keep them kind of hemmed up during the night. So hopefully that's some of the things that we can do. I don't know. You know, kids seem to be doing pretty good this week with some of the things we put in, some of the things that we've done. So I feel like we got a pretty good chance to go over and compete. And, you know, we can make some plays here and there. We got a chance.
You're listening, or this is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Looking at the Robert Toombs schedule, there's a lot of familiar names on this list. Edmund Burke Academy, which we've had, you know, numerous matchups against in the past, they blanked Robert Toombs 20-0. Pinewood beat them 21-14. It's not really surprising. Robert Toombs beat St. Andrews 41-8, but let's be honest, who hasn't put up 40 points on St. Andrews over the years? The real surprise to me, though, is the overtime loss to Bullock Academy. What does their performance against these, you know, familiar foes say to you as to what kind of team it is we're facing Friday night?
They're a good team. If you really look at it, you know, they lost the first two games, and then kind of – it's kind of like they found their identity. Had a chance to beat Bullock, or they could be on a four-game win streak right now, you know, and they're playing well. They've got a really good quarterback that throws the ball well, runs the ball well, got some big receivers, lanky, and they get the ball up and down the field, and their offensive line's really solid. They're big up front. And so, for us, we're going to have to do a lot of things really good to take them out of there. Get them out of their comfort zone. If we can do that, I think we got a chance to to create some problems for them. And we got to get them in third down and long situations. And then when we do, we got to get off the field on third down and long.
Yeah, their quarterback, Edwards, a sophomore, he's not only their quarterback, he's also the team's leading rusher with 602 yards on the season so far. A quarterback who knows how to throw and how to run. Why does that sound vaguely familiar?
He does a really good job. I feel like our guys know that, and we do as well. And that's what we've got to do this week is we've got to be able to run the ball. We've got to be able to throw the ball down the field. We've got to stretch their defense. We can't let them try to pack it in inside and take away the run. I think that we have the ability to stretch the field, and we're going to try to do that with our guys. I thought we did a pretty good job against Stratford. I didn't think we finished the game well at Stratford, but I thought we stretched the field and we put them in some situations. Their defense is very comparable to Toombs' defense. It's the same scheme-wise, 3-3 stack, but they run it a little bit different. We had some keys with Stratford. We may have a few keys here with Toombs, but the catch is we got to just go out. We got to finish. We got to play 48 minutes and can't take anything for granted. We got to execute. You know, don't let them get. We can't give them extra possessions. We can't turn the ball over. And we're going to have to eat up some clock. Keep their offense off the field and our offense just kind of grinding it out a little bit.
You mentioned both Stratford and Tift Area, a hard loss and a quality win. Which does this team look more towards for direction? Do they look more towards what they've done wrong in previous games and try and right it, or do they look more towards what they did right and accentuate it?
This bunch, unique. I think they just take what we're telling them most of the time and look at it and see what we got to get corrected. And the things that we're good at, we try, like you said, we try to add a little bit more to it. We were talking about that actually today. It's funny you speak about that because – Coach Juergen was talking about things that we've done really well. Do we add a little bit to them and put some wrinkles to them and things like that offensively? But for us, I think it's just a learning curve for our kids. And the more experience, they've gotten better and better. You know, now we're starting to get practices are a little bit more crisp. They kind of understand what we're doing. And, you know, when you get 9 freshmen in here running around, they don't really know what's going on at the beginning. And then you do it for 3 or 4 weeks. Everybody kind of figures out what you're trying to accomplish and what you're trying to do and trying to create. And I think we're starting to see that. It's got a lot better. Intensity's picked up. The focus has gotten better. You know, today focus fell off a little bit at the end, but I think we ran a lot of stuff in our team offense and might be the attention span of a teenager. You know, they're not very long. So you have to be really precise in what you're trying to get in that block of time, but I think for us, you know, I thought our kids did a decent job, but tomorrow it's got to be really, really cleaned up, and we got to know exactly where we're stepping, what we're doing, and defensively, same thing. The biggest thing for us probably now on defense will be communicating, making sure we know what the calls are in the back end and the coverages with our blitzes and everything else and our base stuff, so it'll be interesting. I think that our kids – have had a pretty good week. Hopefully we can go out there and exhibit that as we play.
More to come on the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But first, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory. Over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Seeking the top-rated food truck in Glynn County? 95 Wings is your solution. Offering some of the finest wings, loaded fries, and homemade seafood Alfredo, 95 Wings provides a range of homemade wing sauces, including their signature 95 sauce, garlic buffalo sauce, sweet heat, honey lemon pepper, and sweet teriyaki. To stay informed about our times and locations, text 95 Wings to 21000. Don't be shy. Give us a try. It's 95 Wings, where we sauce them and toss them.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak, and this segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Ashley Business Solutions, Lusab Kia of Brunswick, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which means it's time to check in on the health of the team. Last week, no injuries to speak of. We're worried a little bit about the flu bug that was going in. And you always hate to have injuries during an off week. What's the status of the team going into the Friday night game?
Injury-wise, we're in pretty good shape. We got Clay out right now with strep throat, but other than that, that's where we're at. Everybody else, you know, I think the flu and all that stuff's about run through everybody. Hopefully it's run its course and we're clear. But Clay's been out. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. He was on antibiotics and still didn't feel good today, but he said he felt a lot better than yesterday. So hopefully he's up and running, and we'll find out. That'd be a big help if we can get him back before Friday.
All right. So as we've talked so many times over the years about when the team turns the corner, when it finally all clicks, has it finally clicked with this team now? I mean, now's the time if it's going to happen.
Yeah. Now it's the second half of the season, so. You know, I don't know yet. I think that it has in some form or fashion in some areas. In other areas, we have to be a little bit better. We're still young in spots and, you know, still gaining experience in certain areas. But I think overall, the understanding of what we're trying to do offensively and defensively, it's kind of clicked with them in some of those areas. You know, as it goes on, you got to be physically tough. This is the grind part of it. This is the last part of the season, and this is where it's physical. It's really physically demanding. Everybody's just – you're never 100%. You got to go to class every day. You're in class. You have to sit through classes, and then you have to go out here and practice. And you know, we lift weights before workout or before practice, so it makes it practice a little bit longer and things of that nature. So, you know, this is the grind of it right here, the back end of it. But, you know, the teams who stay with it, stay focused, usually are the ones that make that deep run. And so far, I felt like we've been pretty focused here the last couple of weeks. I thought the bye week was pretty good, and then this week I thought it was pretty good. You know, tomorrow, we got to clean some things up, and the intensity's got to be good. But overall, I'm pretty pleased with where we're at right now. You know, clicking, getting it figured out. I think they understand what it's going to take to win week in, week out.
You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, for any other football team, if I were to ask which is doing better, the offense or the defense, it would be, you know, putting the coach in a tough spot because you're trying to, you know, put two different sides of the team against each other. But with when we're talking about Frederica, it's the same players. It's just you're playing on different sides of the ball. So I'll put it to you this way. At this point in the season, which are you more comfortable with the progress of, the offense or the defense?
Both of them have made such great strides, to be honest, in some areas. We're still – defensively, it's still the third down. For some reason, that's been our Achilles heel, third and long. We just got to figure – we've done a really good job of getting people on third and long. We just don't get off the field in third and long. For some reason, we let them make a crazy play. I think once we get that figured out and can handle that situation – I think we're going to be okay. Offensively, it's really just the offense is just don't turn the ball over and keep doing what we've been doing. I felt like for us offensively, you know, you look back at the games that we've lost and we've created, we've had a few turnovers here and there, and that's put us in bad situations. Just got to clean that up. And I think offensively, we're hard to stop if everybody's healthy and can and is out there rocking and rolling. We got a lot of weapons on the field on offense when that's at, when everybody's, you know, out there running their routes, doing the things, and running, you know, running the ball and blocking. We got a pretty good scheme right there in field. Defensively, again, you look back at it, and we give up a big play or two here and there, and a lot of it is the eye discipline in the secondary. Sometimes we got guys looking in the backfield. Don't look in the backfield. Find your guy, get him covered, and then, you know, make the play. So I feel like our guys have made some strides here these last couple of weeks with that, and hopefully we can go out there and do those things. But, you know, we got to make a – I think for us, the third thing is the special teams. We've got to make some plays. You know, I talked to the guys about that earlier in the week. We got to make a play or two. We need to block a punt, make something happen. You know, let's get some punt blocker, gain a possession on kickoff. You know, I think we've had some pretty good schemes with it. It's just not actually worked right. Well, I mean, the flare punt or the flare kickoff worked out great, but of course it was illegal.
Illegal, yeah. There's that one small detail.
Yeah, that one small detail, that was perfect. But and then, you know, we dropped it in against Savannah right where we wanted to. We just didn't pick the ball up, you know. So there's some things that we've been able to do almost when I – you're right there to – we have to do the last part, the last little thing. And so for us, I think that special teams has got to – We got to be more explosive on special teams in some areas to give us a little bit more of an advantage.
Okay, so we've obviously had a pick six so far this year. We've had kick return for a touchdown. Punt return for a touchdown?
We've not had a punt return for a touchdown.
Okay.
No.
Fumble recovery for a touchdown?
I don't think we've recovered a fumble for a touchdown either.
So we're not quite at South Carolina level yet.
No.
Have you seen that? They're the only team in college football right now that has
done all four of those things. Yeah, yeah. We're not there yet. We've not reached Beamer ball status. when you think about that. But, you know, for us, it's just a play here. It's just, I mean, it's just a step. And a lot of it, again, is experience. Like, I think if Cannon knew now what he knew now back when we played Savannah on the kickoff, I think that's our ball right off the bat, you know. And I think it's just those things, experience, and you start to see it. And we're just getting better and better as we do it. So, you know, you still got a lot of sophomores, and we got some freshmen running around out there on Friday night. And people, you know.
Those squirrely little freshmen.
You know, you don't think about it, but this is only going to be like game seven for some of them. Or game six and a half, maybe six and a quarter, you know, when they're out there running around.
Six and a little less than half a quarter, if you want to consider the West Nassau game.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Take out. I forgot about that. It's really going into five games, really, with some of them with that. So when you think about it, the experience and getting those reps and, you know, the Tift area game, kind of, when you talk about it, I think our guys got confidence and they gained a lot of experience that night. Now, it wasn't pretty, but – we got the win, and we got out, but our guys felt good about it, you know. And
it was exciting to watch.
Yeah, exciting to watch, but at the same time, we knew we had some mistakes, but our kids gained a lot of valuable playing experience that night, and now they've just kind of gotten a little bit better and better, and now they're comfortable. You know, they're starting to get comfortable with taking snaps. Like, heck, this week I look up, and they got Schlegel out there playing outside linebacker, flying off the edge. Like, I mean, he's fast as lightning, and I'm like, what's he doing? I said, he gets trap blocked. He's going to get killed. And they're like, nah, he'll be all right. They've just
rub some dirt on it. He'll be fine.
Been mixing it up. But, you know, that's the things that you see. And Cannon, he's okay, whatever. Sure, I'm good. But, you know, that's the thing. You start to see that experience and they feel comfortable. So I think for us, we're getting there. We're starting to find our comfort zone of being able to go out and play and be successful.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies?
Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial. 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you. And this segment brought to you by Frederica Pharmacy, 95 Wings, and by Marshland Credit Union. All right, coach, going to put you on the spot here real quick. Coming out of left field, just to give us something to talk about on a bye week. It's your 13th season at Frederica Academy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of games, a lot of memories. If you could have one game back, either to relive the victory or to have another shot at getting a victory, and the 2018 championship game doesn't count, what would that game be?
2017, Final Four right here against Valwood when we lost 14-10. That was an easy question. We should have won that game by 35-14. We had three touchdowns. Jayshon dropped one. We had, two or three touchdowns called back in that game. And then we end up losing in the last 22 seconds. We could have that one back. We would have been back-to-back state champions. We'd have won it 2017 and 18.
So then if you go to the Deerfield Windsor loss at home, too, the previous year, it could have been back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah, that was the game. That was the Thursday. I think Dalton came down with mono. We found out my starting linebacker was out. That found out on Thursday. So we're trying to shuffle the lineup and get that redone, yeah. So we could have, 2016 would have been another one of those years, too, that we were right there with Deerfield Windsor.
How good was that core, that Jayshon, Jalen, Patrick Brunson, that whole core of players of those that run?
You think about it, they were a really good group of kids that stuck with it. Like, we had, you look at them, I think there were, 12 or 13 of them that were seniors that year in 2018, and I think 11 of them, 12 of them, all came in as freshmen and stuck together the whole time. None of them, nobody opted out, didn't find something else better to do. They stayed with it the whole time, and they were driven. I mean, the expectation, we knew within our field house, the expectation was to win the state championship. Like, it was like 2018 when we lost to Charlton and we turned around and lost to Valwood, lost two games, 28-21 in the first game and lost to Charlton 7-6. And then we somehow lost to John Millage in game 9 or whatever it was that year in overtime here. You know, you get that extra, that pressure, are we good enough to win it? But at the same time, you look back on it and go, yeah, we had some adversity in that group. But that core of kids was really good. And everybody's like, well, you brought all those kids in. No, we didn't either. You got to think the Harry Bills, the Patrick Brunsons, all those guys were actually here at the school in their eighth grade year. We played the Glenn Middles and all of those groups and end up being like third in middle school football. Isaiah was here, Patrick, Harry, I was trying to think, Michael Tindall. You start looking at all those guys. They were all here playing football. The one that left was Warren. Warren McLendon went to Brunswick. Or was it, somehow, I'll leave it at that. Might get reprimanded on that one, but but if you think about, if he stays, Yeah, we probably take care of business in 16, 17, and 18 just because we were in the need of linemen. And that was a core, that was a good group. But you also got to think about the group of kids that were freshmen when that group was juniors, which was the Josh Meadows, the Kyle Perez's, the Jaden Roscalli's, all of those guys that when they become sophomores. When I looked up watching the state championship game the other day, I was watching it. My wife had downloaded it and found it, and was we were watching it. I looked, and I'm like, Jaden's out there playing. Jaden played like the whole game as a sophomore. Jaden Rose did. And I was like, Lord, he was out there like practically the whole game. And, you know, you got sophomores, the Josh Elliott's, all of those guys, Will Counts. You know, that sophomore crew played quite a bit. Josh Meadows, he started at linebacker for us inside with Harry. So you start looking at that crew and you're like, wow, that was a really – that 2020 bunch was a good core of kids too, because we had 15 of those were seniors. Or 16 of those kids were seniors. So in 2020,
and then you bring River Triplett into the mix on that year.
And yeah, and Jordan came in as a freshman that year when they were all seniors, and they were the ones that gave him the nickname Superman out here when we were running. So, or Captain America. And you're like, you know, you look at that core, that group. That group was fun to coach too. You know, they, you know, the Jalen and Jayshon, you had all that pressure on you because you everybody's here every day. You got 100 Division I coaches that walk through your hallways and you're worried about it. But then you get that group in 2020 and they were just, you know, they were just hardworking, tough, you know, kids that showed up every day and you know, they were going to just get it done. And they had to go through that whole COVID thing. Like getting them back to practice was a challenge. And we got them back on June 1st finally, and it was a challenge getting them here. And then when they got in, they went to work, and they were a really good group.
Yeah, well, how do you wear an N95 under a football helmet? That's let's not even think about that. Yeah. This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Always fun to take a little walk back, but let's get back to the present real quick. Friday night versus Robert Toombs Christian Academy. Which side of the ball has to have a better night in order to get out of Lions with a win?
Defensive side of the ball's got to be really good Friday night for us to get out of there. They're explosive. They can make some plays. They make big plays. They got a good running back, got a good quarterback. They got a good receiving core. Their offensive line's pretty solid. Defense has got to make some plays. We got to go out there and play really well. The defense, I mean, again, defense wins championships. Offense sells tickets. I say it a lot. But when you think about the teams that win it year in, year out, that defense keeps people in games. If no one scores, you got a chance to kick a field goal and win 3-0. So for us, defense, the defense has got to really be good, and that's what we got. We got to go out and execute really well on defense, and I think we will. I think we've had a good week so far, and we've got a few things we're going to throw at them, and I think our kids will be ready.
If one of the four J's has to have a hot hand Friday night, who do you think it's going to be?
I hope it's all of them, to be honest. But, you know, I think for us to have – If it's a grinded out type thing, it's going to have to be Jay Gibb. We need to be explosive down the field, Jay Ball. And if it's that guy that's got to be kind of quietly executing in the middle of the pack right there, it's got to be JC, you know. And he's got to be physical offensively and defensively. He's got to be – JC's got to play a good game Friday night at tight end and at the slot spot. And then he's going to be playing defensive end. So he's got to have a solid game himself.
All right. This Friday night, Frederica Knights hit the road, heading up to Toombs County, home of my father. Take on the Robert Toombs Christian Academy Crusaders. Kickoff is at 7:30. Would love to see y'all up the road just a little bit. It's what, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, somewhere along in there?
About 2 hours.
Yeah, not too far. So let's get the Frederica faithful on the road and up to Toombs County to the Lions to cheer on the Knights as we get ready for region play. Thank you so much for joining us for the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak signing off after the coach gives us those two words.
Go Knights!